Hebrews chapter 3. Therefore, holy brothers, partakers in a heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Yeshua the Messiah, who was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses was faithful in all his house. For the one was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, in that he who builds the house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but the one who builds all things is Elohim. Moses was faithful in all Elohim's house as a servant, testifying about those things that were to be spoken later. But the Messiah is faithful over Elohim's house as a son, whose house we are if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of our hope firm to the end. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, on the day of temptation in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me and tried me and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Be attentive, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, and you depart from the living Elohim. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of the Messiah, if we hold the beginning of our confidence firmly to the end. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who were they who heard and rebelled? Was it not some of those who came out of Egypt, led by Moses? And with whom was he grieved for 40 years? Was it not with those who had sinned, whose bodies fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who disobeyed? So we see that they could not enter because of unbelief.